as far as accuracy. George controlled almost everything while he was here, whether or not he had the right to do so. And moreover, he's a member of the board of directors of the Phoenix Institute and an officer, which has made these actions absolutely despicable and totally illegal. You do not do this when you are a member of the board. He tried and he thought he had gotten himself removed from that position. It was never done. He went about farther. I have to name names now. He took and acted as trustee for a while for Schrafer's. Then he took the funds which would go into the Institute, and oh yes, he was happy enough to sign on the note. And yet it's interesting to note that as this began to fall apart, but just before, he demanded to be removed as a guarantor on their note. More interesting than that, all of their documentation and paperwork disappeared from their home, amongst which was the signed note. There was no hesitancy. John was distressed. Eleanor was distressed. John came down and said, "It's all missing. I don't know what to do." E.J. said, "John, don't worry." And that moment, wrote him new notes, guaranteed by Dorma and E.J. Now, what happened to those papers? Who knows? I know. I'm not going to tell. The point is that you cannot just go about making these statements. Of all of the things that I have asked you once to learn, and here again, you have to understand if you're new in this room. I didn't ask you to come here for spiritual meditation and lessons. I said we're going to serve a mission for God in preparation for this place to get some ones through this transition, survival, if you will, of earth changes and your government come down, of this nation falling into slavery, if you don't tend it now. I said I would bring the word because that is my commitment to my Father. And that is God's commitment to you as his last promise. And you have to know what is wrong before you can fix it. A doctor cannot treat your broken arm if you tell him it's your leg, or you don't have any idea what it is. And he doesn't look to find. What you're doing are putting casts on your arms when it's your leg that's broken. And I have many ones who come and wish to take over this operation and my job. There is a letter sitting right in front of Dorma's desk right now of one who said, "Why don't you get rid of the hapton? George Green is speaking wisdom." Well, okay. Everybody who feels that way, go over there and get out of our hair if I had any. Why do you continue to torment us? I don't impose myself on anyone. Why do you torment me? Go torment George. It may not appear that we do much. We haven't had very much to do with. Look where we've gone, brothers. We have an operating farm with spelt growing. It's going to be one of your only survival foods. We have brought you the gift of life, and that takes a little bit of return. And yes, you're on the ragged edge of the funding that has been worked on for you for years now. But you're not going to get it unless you deserve it. And it sure would be nice to release a little of that, wouldn't it? But we've got to work as a unit. I didn't say we had to work all in each other's pockets. But in a good business world, you cannot function as an island unto yourself. And no, why would I go to a marketing person who made Herbalife great? I've got Paul and Mitch and Randall. Why would we go away? Go ahead, I got carried away. But it's my right. Dorma talked all day yesterday. It's my turn.
With the suggestion of Hatton, we started a newsletter at first titled Phoenix Express and then changed by the commander to the Phoenix Liberator. We simply paid for the publishing and distributing of this paper.
We simply paid for it. How long do you think that beautiful person who sends so many stamps have been sending stamps? There is not one mention of all the precious subscribers out there who contributed maybe something. Oh, go on.
We did not, nor ever have we had control of the information which was printed in both the Liberator and the journals.
Touché. That is right.
It was our understanding that this was Commander Hatton's paper, and so he decided on its content. Also, in the beginning, he said we could not edit the content except for spelling and punctuation. This we agreed to do. America West and the Greens moved all publishing and distributing operations to Carson City, Nevada in June 1992. Commander Hatton demanded that the Phoenix Liberator be left in the hands of his Tehachapi people, namely Doris and E.J. Ecker, also known as Dorma and Oberle.
How interesting. Sorry about that, Ed, Rick, Karen.
Brent.
Al.
Marky and Ed all.
And Nora's got to forget it. Dorma doesn't even get it read through.
America West agreed to continue publishing and distributing the journals from Carson City location. At Hatton's request, we left nearly $80,000 in journals and other books in Tehachapi to be sold at meetings to visitors, not by mail. These we billed to the Phoenix Liberator at 50% discount and to date have received no payment for same. These were left in addition to the $180,000 in Pleiades connection books and tapes we were advised to ship to Tehachapi.
Anyone want to comment? He Is there something possibly wrong with the Dijon?
Yeah, it was 86,000, now it's 180,000.
Well, I mean, you grow, it's inflation.
Please be aware that America West and the Greens have personally invested in excess of $500,000 in this project in the course of the past 3 years. In addition to the time on the road in seminars, we have devoted our lives to this project of awakening mankind to the problems we face on this planet. During the course of the last few months, many strange, inaccurate, contradictory, and confusing things have been written about us. Now we must inform you that after serious soul-searching, we have come to the painful conclusion that we can no longer rely or depend upon that source of information.
But let's wait. We're going to move into the truth of it.
In view of this, we have decided we can no longer support material printed in the Liberator and new journals as 100% accurate. The last journal we published is Really Also Has a Drumbeat. Reality Also Has a Drumbeat. This does not mean, however, that America West and the Greens will stop our work in publishing, distributing, and speaking about truth contained in Phoenix journals and other publications.
How handy that it was truth up until now.
We have published over 50 Phoenix journals, and to the best of our knowledge, most of the information until recently is valid. At least we have received outside verification on much of it. Despite this separation from this source, we will continue to work to the best of our abilities to publish the truth to share with our readers. We, like you, are constantly working to expand our knowledge and learn the truth from a variety of resources in all circumstances. Just to set the record straight, America West is not in danger of being shut down by the University of Science.
You've got that right. He has a deal with them now.
Nor are George and Desiree in jail for any reason. We are currently working with our attorneys to settle this case. We are very sorry and saddened by these events. Remember, Commander Hatton told us many times to sharpen our discernment abilities and question everything. Well, in this case, it seems to be the ultimate test. The good news, friends, is that America West and the Greens are still hard at work to help people prepare for the times we are in. If you would like to have the Greens speak in your town, please contact Grant for details. If you have a manuscript about any true conspiracy, whether it be health, political, economic, geophysical, or spiritual, please send it to George Green. We are actively seeking to publish and distribute books of truth from the human sector to confirm what Commander Hatton has introduced to us via the Phoenix journals, as well as books on survival skills. We hope this letter clears up some of the confusion you may have had. We welcome your letters, suggestions, and ideas about the mission of awakening people. We are grateful, in spite of these painful lessons, for this opportunity to grow spiritually and continue God's mission. If you have further questions about this letter, you may call George. Thank you for listening, and we wish you God's blessings of love, peace, joy, inspiration, and discernment. Sincerely, George and Desiree.
Please. And please identify.
This is Mitch. George's letter, he says that Hatton left in June with he and Desiree. He also says that Reality also has a Drumbeat is the last valid, or that was my impression from what he wrote, that that's the last valid journal. But that was scribed by Dharma, and that was finished the end of November 1992. which is obviously long after June when he says Hatton left Tehachapi, which I think is quite a contradiction.
Mostly it's all simply disagreeable. Do you not see that in the mission that we have, we don't have the privilege of even playing the same games that you would have down at the corner church? You don't even have the same privileges, for instance, let us just use as an example Jason Brent, our friendly judge, Khazarian Zionist, has the right to advertise in the local paper to have a Jewish group gather and do whatever they're going to do, preferably shut down the Liberator. What would happen if you went out there and said, all right, we'll have all white Caucasians meet? Do you think you'd even get it into the paper? It isn't a matter of whether it is right or wrong. What are you talking about? You're talking about constitutional right to be heard, to speak. You see, it's the same thing with the gays in the military. Who cares? Do you plaster something up here, I'm heterosexual or I hate both, on your forehead? We're talking about the right to behavior activity, which is simply unsuitable. And they're not 10% of your population that are homosexual. 2 and a point, maybe. Might be. Proclaim to be. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the illusion drawn for you. That is not so. How does it get started? The same way this letter presents to the people. $180,000 worth of books he left with Rick. That's not so. By his own calculation and his own billing procedure. But you see, most ones will pick up the last document on their desk. Attorneys have learned this. Bomb the judge with 200 pages of something 10 minutes before he goes to the bench and put what you want done on top of it. And if you can keep the opposition from putting anything on the desk with it, you've got it, haven't you? Well, if nothing else was learned this week, EJ, you learned that there was some dignity and decency in those people. And when Dorma was unable to come back to court, it showed. And when they tried to cut you out by shortening the time and throwing you out that day, guess what happened, friends? You've made a point. The court called the opposition and said, you may not do it. You have not allowed the proper time, and it will not stand. So they get 5 more days, so what? But the point is, somebody did notice. The unfortunate thing in this instance, and also with the most recent problems with some ones of you, is that the understanding is not clear. George gives you counsel and he says, go and remove all of your assets in gold. The golden point is collateral. Very hard to deal in gold. And the only gold that has been dealt with around here has been a real problem. And when you think about gold being shipped back and forth, that was because ones came with gold. And if you think you have a problem, in one instance, George advised one to buy gold. That one bought gold and then brought it and turned it over to George, who said he had a place to store it. Now she would like it. Well, it was moved. Ones from this room put it on the trucks and moved it. Now, there is a way to handle it, assuming that the gold is still there. But it's going to have to take a long and difficult route of coming back into her possession, directly sent through to International Rarities. And then because EJ has been working and has formed a relationship with the bank and IRI, thank goodness it was purchased there, he can get it then transferred into the vault and cared for, at least tended till she can decide what she wants to do. But I know that what he wants is to have her transferred into money, let him sell it against dome structures. Everything here is set up validly, completely, meticulously. And the FBI has had ones come in to investigate. The corporations are immaculately cared for. And it is not a matter of bringing any kind of charge against Doris and E.J. Ecker. It falls immediately to the board of directors. Consequently, unfortunately, it falls out of their realm of having to worry about it, other than the personal concern. So we would look at this since there was an agreement to continue with support because there were a lot of dollars involved when this transfer was made. And at first there was an agreement to leave furniture, to leave this, to do that, and to continue to send support because this meant the Institute and this failing liberator would have to have staffing. Funny thing about that. Didn't happen. Moreover, the decision was made by Mr. Green. Well, I'll tell you what. I know you need help. I will send 10% of the profits, no, of the gross, of all the journals I sell that are sold. And instead of directing it to the Institute, we'll direct it to the Liberator. One month, a little bit came. Never again. that would indicate that there were absolutely zero sales, wouldn't it? Well, it's funny. Tatchby Distributing was doing a damn good business, weren't you, Rick? In 6 months, I'd say just those 9 books sold pretty well. So there's something wrong. What are they selling when they're going out to their seminars? Half-true information from some nitwit space commander? Are we selling UFO journals and my connection with Edwards Air Force Base and little tin craft? Or what are we doing? What journals are we pushing? Hatons, or this is. What books are we pushing? Spiral to Economic Disaster or the Committee of 300? I appreciate every bit of input that we had. I don't believe we could have made it to here had it not worked exactly like it did. So there is no lack of appreciation. There isn't even any desire to deprive them now of all the wealth they can gain from those journals. But they won't even release them to be sent down here. This effectively shuts down the word, doesn't it? BS it does. Don't underestimate God, my friends. And we can either work out an amicable plan with them about we're not going to publish there anymore, obviously. But isn't it interesting to note that we can get the same quality for much less? So who's been had? So we'll struggle through some way. And there was never a contract for exclusive rights. If we need to do this, we'll do this. We'll again release them one at a time. I don't want to do this. This is a stupid, silly, ridiculous, and immature game. But I want all of you in this room to know that the word has gone out, and it will continue to go out. That isn't your problem. You're getting ready to move on to phase two. This all will work itself out. Don't worry about those journals. Don't worry about those books. We fully intend to continue the Liberator, and we fully intend to begin to shift it more and more and more. There's some interesting people eager to share their stories, not the least of which is going to Russ Bacher. He found God, my friends, in the middle of his trouble. Let's hope we can get him out before they kill him. But no, we're not going to have any other speakers coming in and redirecting everything. We've had enough of that. We've got qualified people and for ones outside there somewhere to think they're going to come in and restructure everything and I'll fix it for you, Hatton. Forget it. I'm tired of it. And believe me, I don't have to ride anyone. They do superbly. And I am proud as a father of what is produced from here. With so little to support it. And there is no weakening on the part of any entity serving here. There is only willingness to do whatever is required, and if this makes a difference, we'll all come down. If you have to cut staff, we'll come volunteer. We'll work all night. We're going to make it, brother. You better believe you're going to make it. And ones, be very, very cautious before you weed yourselves out now. Because it is that time of final sorting for the team. That does not mean that there won't be people who are not even with us working within our organizations, our various companies. On the other hand, the world will never know which ones are ours, will they? Because it's structured so well that you won't know. And that's the way it's supposed to be. I'd like to share Drusilla's writing. It's been sent to us. It has been sent to everyone as a backup. And George is telling everybody to really read that. That was supposed to have gone in the Liberator and they refused to print it. That is BS. It was delivered by a different routing, not even to the resource, and never was a disc sent to be able to reprint it. And it is aimed at EJ. Didn't he get the point? No, he didn't. Poor soul didn't even read it. And I hope that as you read it, it might reflect that perhaps, just perhaps, Sananda might have intended it for closer viewing. Do you have it?
Yes. Okay. Greetings, precious little dove Drusilla. I am Sananda. I am the one known as Jesus the Christ and many other labels. I come in service to Holy Creator, Great Spirit of all. Let us sit and share a prayer from a blessed brother who walked your place. His name was Sitting Bull. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes. So when life fades, as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Thank you for this sharing. This allows you each to remember why you are here and what is most important above all human experiences, that of perfecting your soul in honor and glory toward the true perfection of our one Creator. When you each learn to remain true to only self with integrity and growing beyond human emotion and limitation of understanding, you sit in the palm of God's source. You accept responsibility where it is yours and you reject that which is not yours. You sit in counsel only with that source of light within you. When you lay in your deepest despair and confusion and as one with our source, you sort it out carefully and purposefully until a lesson is accepted by your soul, the forgiveness extended where necessary, the compassion and understanding replace the hurt and anger once harbored as a poison seeking refuge in your mind and body material. We of the hosts of God of Lighted Source witness the painful repression of creative expression, of idea, of exploration within the mind of God. Why? You ones are afraid to disagree with one another or even with God's hosts, for somewhere, sometime, someone or ones made it incredibly uncomfortable for you to disagree with them. Rather,
oops, that's for me.
Rather than persistence, which often led to conflict, it was simply easier to give up the effort. Keep the semblance of peace while the war began to rage within. Many of you have turned your bodies and minds into battlegrounds of repressed hostility and anger, and you most often bear those scars unto your death. This is simply, precious ones, a matter of not knowing how to have discussion without seeking to always be right, instead of to explore possibilities and with those you live and work with. Perhaps one of the most painful feelings is that of feeling that if you are not appreciated for your work or intelligence, creativity, or the like. Many women have allowed themselves to be seen and not heard until most recent times in your history. And children who are not allowed to be heard and to have sharing of an idea or explore a possibility often remain closed and unable to communicate effectively. Many of these now adult people run governments or manage others in corporate affairs. They remain the walking wounded until they take responsibility for finding the cause of their own despair and anger and begin the steps to recovery. Most often these ones know not now, not how to change and see not the problem in itself, instead of casting outward the blame for the circumstance which imprisons and poisons them and is of their own making. When you ones who effort to work with others with common goals and interests to prepare for the transition times learn to speak frankly and directly to one another without fears, concerns, and goals, you will avoid much heartache in the way of failing interrelationships. Too much power allowed to only one or two usually corrupts not only the ones holding power over others, also, the ideals of a given community are forgotten to protect the selfish needs of the one or two who become addicted to the power. Look at your world and you can see this occurrence nearly everywhere, beginning right within the family structure through to the dreaded one world order. When the ones holding power are challenged and disagreement arises over how affairs are handled, and the ones disagreeing are not heard and allowed discussions, you have dictatorship. There is not a soul existing who will not rebel against inability to express itself creatively. Creative expression is the life of soul growth. It is the song of joy and inspiration shared by our Divine Father. In the human experience, those in power will always try to discredit or destroy ones who challenge their power and authority and need to, quote, do it my way or no way attitude. It is so common, precious ones, that now most of your countries and governments, institutions, corporations, and families operate with the iron fist of might over right. Our computer power was just eliminated, which nearly broke the heart of Drew. With our instructions, she has retrieved all of the document and power is returned. it is time to learn a different way, and this we will offer and instruct as requested and desired. There must always be rules and mutual cooperation in adhering to the natural laws of God and creation. These are absolutes of which there must be no compromise. Since you ones are born with these in your soul, then it is a matter of achieving and sharing the wisdom of why the laws are irrefutable. Honor your neighbor as God honors you, and you honor self as you honor God Creator. Honor, therefore, creations which are abounding in your experience, for in this way you honor nature and her ways, and then harmony can be achieved within self. You are children of one family, the family of Creator creation. When you fully understand the wisdom of oneness, your spirit will lead you to those of like mind who seek cooperation and achieving service to Creator in honor and integrity to perfect his, her own soul. Your mission and purpose will simply be the mission and purpose of Creator. You will release the me self to the one self, and thereupon achieve true peace of mind. You will no longer fall into the trap of victim, martyr, or feeling inferior or superior, for these are games of the human mind which you all will eventually grow beyond. Then, precious ones, that dream that every soul dreams will be yours to live, peace and love within and oneness with all. So be it. Thank you, Druthea, for sitting with me. I see the aching heart is healing, and you, my precious, have gained a bit of wisdom in these past months. Your only crime, Drew, if you must find fault in self, is too little faith in self and Creator, and let me share with you that this is what all of you suffer from some degree or more. We will together build your faith and trust in God's voice within, and in time when the wounds have healed, you will look upon this dark time with gratitude and acceptance. Thank you, precious children, for allowing me counsel with my scribe of personal nature. Sometimes, although she hears well now, she needs to see the words as you are. Thank you for pondering these lessons. You are growing, and our Father is well pleased, whether you know this or believe it or not. Let us close this document. I am Sananda, Commander-in-Chief of Spiritual Growth and Transition, on behalf of my Father, God of Light and Creation. Salute.
Oh. Even without the disc, I assume that since it's been distributed for everyone, that it's permissible to print it. Sometimes all ones do need to look and listen and see. It seems a great contradiction that one can be human and have frailties and turn about and bring the word in truth. Great lessons must be heard, or they're but empty words, and the lessons contained herein are good for all of us. I want to separate your thought from what I'm going to say, because I don't want you connected to this in any way whatsoever. The greatest truths of all life and all time come forth actually from the darkest source. You will always be given a large portion of truth. And the one or two untruths, and you won't notice them. And then there comes the point where the untruths are given forth amongst the one or two little tiny bits of truth, because the mind will have been swallowed up in its vulnerability. You're going to have to stay sharp and attentive. You're going to have to give at least as much time to your soul as you do to your body. Or you're not going to make it. The body is given to you for use for a period of time. And every known thing is assaulting it. Those of you who don't have yesterday's writing, which was a personal thing too, I want you to get it. Because we're talking about the like leech, whatever you want, L-I-E-C-H, meniasis, from two or three different genus categories that are now infecting what you will recognize as the Gulf War veterans, killing them. And you get a lot of BS about it. It's going to be worse than AIDS. And the World Health Organization is laying its plot now. They sent back many, many infected men. 500,000 men from over there were banned from giving blood because of the suspicion of the infection running rampant in the Middle East, they said, from the sand flies. Well, it gets better. The World Health Organization has come forth and said there is an epidemic moving into endemic and on into pandemic fear of infestation. In Sudan, they say there have been 40,000 people who have died of this in the last couple of years. Some 400,000 infected expected to die. How interesting. Sudanese health ministry says they never heard of any epidemic. They don't have any problem. What does that tell you? Well, your good old World Health Organization wasn't.